I want to show one effect that happens when you go to large reverse biases on some diodes. There's a special kind of diode called a Zener diode where it looks more or less like the diode I described before. In forward, you get this strong exponential increase of current. In reverse, but it's constant. But then at a specific reverse bias voltage, it conducts. And it conducts because when you look at the band diagrams in the upper left, you achieve a band diagram where there are filled states in the valence band on one side. So the left side here is P because the chemical potential is close to the valence band. So on the left side, you have filled states in the valence band, which have the same energy as empty states in the conduction band on the other side of the diode. And if you make the diode such that this depletion width is narrow enough that electrons can tunnel from one side to the other, then they will when you apply enough bias voltage to achieve this condition of filled states on the left having the same energy as empty states on the right. And that's what's happening in the Zener diode here. They break down, you can fabricate them to break down at different voltages, and they're used as a voltage standard, a voltage reference. If you want to establish 5 volts somewhere in a circuit or 1 volt somewhere in a circuit, you can use a Zener diode and then bias it in reverse bias, and there's a specific voltage where it breaks down, and you can use that to define a voltage. This only works if both sides of the junction are doped pretty heavily, because the depletion width depends on the doping. For heavy doping, the depletion width is narrow. For light doping, the depletion width is wide. And for tunneling, you need a very narrow depletion width. So in a Zener diode, both sides would be doped heavily. Then you can get this condition that the depletion width is narrow enough for tunneling, and you see this effect.